Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 333. We are on triple threes.
Yeah.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, it is right. It is your birthday.
I did not, and I'm sorry, Tony. I totally must have blanked on that somehow.
Facebook.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So Jeff is also here.
On Tony. Happy birthday, Tony.
Yeah.
And Pete's here.
What's up?
Fozzie may or may not join us. We never know.
I'm guessing no.
Yeah.
I think he said he may or may not join us for the past month and a half, if not more.
I think he showed up once, so he's busy.
Guest starring Fozzie. Occasionally.
He also said he hasn't been playing a whole bunch of stuff, so.
Right. It's hard to come onto a gaming podcast and talk about games when you're not actually playing games.
Especially when there's not, like, news has been light, and so there's not a whole lot to talk about. Do we want to jump right in the news and see what Pete has, and then we can do some games and then a game show?
How much have people played? Like, how long would we spend on that segment?
Call of Duty.
Hours.
Skyrim. Hours.
Yes, so Tony. All right, well, let's do some games. So Tony played Titanfall.
I haven't played the multiplayer yet, which I imagine I will eventually. But I did try the campaign, and you guys are right. It's stellar. It's really good.
It's fun.
Yeah. I heard it's already like $35 on Amazon, so I'm like, maybe.
Yeah. You should probably make that leap. I like the. So the combat areas tend to be like arenas. Like open, so you can like fly around and do stuff, and then there's like platform areas which are all like more linear and actually interesting, like puzzle solving, like
how
do I wall run to get to this spot, and like kind of fun.
I was a little worried about the platforming stuff because I know you're not a huge fan of platforming in first person games, but
right. But in Titanfall, it works.
Yeah,
it doesn't work in any other first-person game, but Titanfall for some reason.
It's very, very well done here.
The controls are just so good and so tight, and so like I don't feel like I'm sticking to stuff. And
yeah,
I'm kind of trying to focus on the single player because I think it's good training to get for the multiplayer.
Yeah,
so I have the controls down and know how
It's very much a tutorial because it's as you go through, it's going to kind of introduce you to all the different Titan types. Mm-hmm. Like you only have BT, your Titan in the game, but you're going to pick up different cores that you can switch between. So you'll get a chance to use all the different multiplayer cores. So, like, I think you start out with Ion, and then, like, you get the different ones as it goes on. It's really good campaign.
And it likes to throw achievements at you, which is always good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's where you will get the bulk of the achievements for
I noticed going through them, they're almost all campaign achievements.
Yeah. I think there might be a couple for multiplayer, but not many. Which is a shame, because I also like multiplayer achievements, because it gives you a reason to keep playing over and over again, but that game's gameplay I think is solid enough that I won't have much trouble going back to it.
Yeah. I'm excited for the multiplayer. It's going to be kind of ripping me away from other multiplayer games.
You should, once you do get into the multiplayer, you should join either the Critically Sane Network.
Right, I'm already in the Critically Sane Network.
Yeah, so if you play like during, I think for some reason it moved from 10 o'clock to 9 o'clock when Daylight Savings hit. So, But if you play during that hour, you'll get five, like basically like the way you level up is you get merits and you'll get five merits every, like once a day if you play during that happy hour time period. So.
Oh, nice. So I'll have to start playing.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, have you played more Call of Duty?
Very slowly trudging through the campaign.
Has your opinion changed at all on the campaign, or?
I hate it more than I hated it last week. Like, I really,
really,
I really dislike it. Like, everything I said last week applies you know, nothing's really changed. I just, God, you know what really has gotten me the last 2 days is the amount of fucking bullshit they make you do between levels. I really don't like. And I've liked that in other games, that whole, like, hub area where you could go, like, upgrade this or do this, and then... But, like, even if you're just like, I don't want to do anything, because I don't care. And I just want to get to the next level. The amount of hoops they make you jump through to get to the next level is like, all right, go in this room and go select what the level is, and then walk across the ship, and then go up an elevator, and then go in this hangar... Then go in, like, then pick your loadout, then walk out into the hangar and get on the ship to get to the level. I'm like, dude, give me a fucking skip to button level, or skip to level button. Fuck this, man. I don't know why it bugs me a lot. Like,
I don't like the game enough to care.
Maybe that
might be why you're not enjoying the game. So the fact that it's making you go through, like, some hoops to get to anything, it's a little bit of a struggle. Weirdly, I flipped immensely on that game. I don't think it's a great campaign, but I ended up having a lot of fun with it by the end of it. So,
There's moments I like. Like, there's a moment I played tonight where it was like a hallway of like robots, and it was kind of scary. Like, I was like, "Oh, that's cool! Like, they're trying shit."
Oh, is that the one on the asteroid?
Is it a side mission?
That you were doing?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That was primary.
Yeah, so there's a side mission that's on an asteroid that is near the sun. Actually on a trajectory towards the sun, and it is spinning so that the day-night cycle on the asteroid is about a minute or so.
Oh, that's cool.
But you can't be in the sun because it's like the temperature is so hot that you can't survive. So like they've set up kind of like, you know, these platforming sections and these sections where you have to run across to get from one section to the other before the sun comes back up. And they're fun. It's a cool thing. And then these robots have taken over this mining facility that you're trying to rescue these people. And they only operate in the sun. When the sun hits them, they power up and they're attacking. And then when the asteroid flips to the other side, they power down. So it's like this, it's this give and take, and it's pretty intense. It's fun. And I really like the Jackal missions, the flight ones. So
they're kind of like in between levels or something, aren't they? Usually like, or at the beginning and the end of levels, usually, it seems like.
Yeah, well, and then there's actual side missions that but yeah, they do throw like the Jackal stuff into the story missions too, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's ones that are just like, you know, take the Jackal out and, you know, hit up this area, and you're flying around, in that little spaceship thing, and it's fun.
Yeah, I've done one side mission, I think, because I think they force you to do one to, like, just establish the idea. So, hey, there's side missions.
I actually think any of them. I think they're the best missions in the game, actually. And if there's not many story missions either, I think there's only like 5 or 6 total story missions. So the bulk of the game is like these side missions.
Oh, great.
The one I played, it does feel well designed. It feels like a real mission almost, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and they aren't as long as the regular missions, so the annoyances that some of the story missions has, like some of the annoyances that Call of Duty has in general, aren't blown out like they are in those other missions. And the multiplayer blows in that game.
Are there people playing it? Is it popular, or is it just really...
Oh, there's a ton of people playing it. It's just... it's incomprehensible. Like, I've played every Call of Duty since 2, like, online with people. I've prestiged in multiple ones. I just can't get an idea of what the hell is going on in this game. The map design is terrible. I don't like the weapons. It's not fun.
It's all bad.
Yeah. I agree 100%. I just I'm terrible at it anyways to begin with, so it's hard for me to say for sure, but yeah, I don't like it.
And I'm about done with Modern Warfare Remastered's multiplayer too, because that has turned from being mildly competitive back and forth, and I can still hold my own in some matches, but it has become Sniper Alley.
Oh, everyone's just camping again.
Yeah, and it's not fun. Like when you like spawn and you can't see anybody, and they're sniping you from across the map. Which in Call of Duty, like that's super annoying because you already die so quick that like people are they're remembering the spawn locations, and they're just hitting you up as soon as you spawn. It's like it is not fun at all. So I'm gonna play that campaign, and I think I'm done with Call of Duty. So
sweet,
great. That was fast.
Yeah, which is fine because we have Titanfall to play and Battlefield to play, and
so much else to play.
I mean, there's a lot of other games.
Yeah, we've been playing Gears. We actually got to 50 again, but we failed the last.
Oh God, that sucks.
Sad that we did that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time commitment to get to 50 and be like, oh, we can't win.
Right.
I'm going to blame my son. So remember when my turret blew up at the end?
Yeah.
It's because my son came up. He had to go to the bathroom, so I wasn't watching for like 30 seconds. And yeah, my turret exploded.
Yeah, and then the turrets at that point cost so much money to repair.
We couldn't replace it. It was gone for...
It does put you in a bind, but we actually got it down. Like the first time we got to 50... which we did on casual. I think we did it on normal this time.
Yeah, this was normal.
And
I mean, we can do it on normal, having done
it. Yeah, we did it on casual with the four of us, and we that took us almost 2.5 hours or so. And I think we did this in about 2 hours. So,
oh, that's good.
And I think Walter is right. Like if he plays as an engineer and Earl plays as an engineer, we'll be fine.
Yeah, we need two.
Because we have the soldier area covered, and Don, as a scout, runs out and gets everything. So that game is a lot of fun co-op. So, yeah, and between that and Titanfall and Battlefield, Call of Duty is like the also-ran.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they wanted.
Yeah.
Like this double whammy of EA games. I mean, maybe that's giving them too much credit. I doubt
that the sales will read that way, though, you know?
No.
On Call of Duty, I wonder if they will. I wouldn't be surprised if this sold even lower than was Ghosts, right? That was the lowest.
I am sure that Call of Duty sales will be down. I am also sure that it will be higher than, you know, Titanfall.
Yeah.
I feel it'll probably be higher than Titanfall and Battlefield combined again.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, even Ghosts, which was a bad selling Call of Duty game, was the most sold game that year, so
right.
Or maybe it was second behind Grand Theft Auto, which has sold 70 million copies. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and I finished Mafia 3.
Oh, cool. Did you like it?
Parts of it. I mean, we talked about it back when it came out, when Jeff and I both got it. That game is super repetitive. But the story beats are really good. It has some really crazy endings. There's three different endings, and there's a crazy like mid-credit sequence that ties everything to the assassination of JFK.
Of course it does.
So it's like the end of the first Black Ops game.
It's nuts. So the Jeff, since you played some of it, that Senate hearing that your buddy is like kind of in.
Yeah.
That plays out where like he pulls out a gun at the end of that and kills somebody like that he is he implicates was part of the assassination of JFK along with the guy that Lincoln was going after the entire time. So
weird.
It's nuts. It's crazy. Yeah, that stuff has some really good story beats, but it drags by the repetitive nature of the missions. It has some really cool missions, though. There's one where you're taking over the one of the rackets in the area, and it's run by this guy, Remy Duval, who he is a I think they're the Southern Union, which is like the stand-in for the KKK here.
They couldn't, like...
Probably can't actually use the KKK.
Are they like an incorporated company that you need to...
They might be, I don't know.
I don't mean that sarcastically. I mean that, like, are they like an organization that has like rights that they can't feature unless they're licensed?
I mean, they are an official organization, like a hate organization, but
absolutely no.
Yeah, it's just... I mean they file for permits to protest and march and shit. So I assume they probably do have some like legal rights to protect them. Which is why you never really hear like them called the KKK in movies and stuff. It's just like they do the imagery of it and stuff. So
right, I guess since that stuff's public.
Yeah. So yeah, they kind of dress like the KKK. They're burning a cross at this thing, and you take out this leader. So like you're sneaking up on this, and you're just like tearing and mowing down these racists. And then the funeral for
probably
this
feels
guy,
rather cathartic right now.
There's a lot of dialogue in the cutscenes that is very applicable right now. So, yeah, this guy dies, and he is having his funeral is being kind of put on by one of the captains of the organization, and so you're infiltrating that because you need to get at her. And you drug everybody with like LSD.
Yeah,
they are the place just goes nuts. Like they're taking off their clothes and they're like all over the place. Everyone's acting crazy. They're like hitting themselves, and it's a really cool mission because like, you're going around and pouring the wine into the glasses, and then you leave for a couple minutes, and when you come back, everybody's fucked up. And then you kind of go after Olivia, who's the captain. It's just a really well put together mission. There's a bunch of those. Those ones where you're going after the captains and the lieutenants are the best missions. I think Jeff explained one back when he played when you're in like this theme park.
Yeah.
And it they all kind of amount down to like kill everybody. But
it's in a cooler area.
Yeah, it's not just like abandoned warehouse or like dock or something like that. Like that's like at the last mission in the game takes place in a casino that's being built, and like there's a bunch of missions like that where the environments change enough that it becomes fun even though it's super repetitive and you're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that game's fun. I'm done with it. I've already uninstalled it. Like there was more to do, but I didn't really care to go do the other side missions and stuff.
I mean, yeah, it seems like once the campaign's done, it's like, all right, like the side stuff is only interesting just so as it lets you progress in the main plot.
When it doesn't, like in Grand Theft Auto, like when you finish the game, like you can jump back in and kind of wrap some stuff up and do some side missions, or when the game ends, you have a choice of either leaving town or taking over. Like you can leave town and just be done with the criminal life or whatever, and that has a certain ending. And that, or you can take over as the crime boss, and there's two options there. But once that's over, you actually don't get to play anymore. Like it's like you make the choice. There's an ending that is associated with that choice, and then that's it. Like the game cuts back to the main menu, so it doesn't like drop you back in to be able to do any of those side missions. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I don't need to play anymore.
And apparently, the game thought so as well.
Yeah,
I'm just proud that you made it all the way, regardless.
it's long. It's like 25 hours, and I didn't do all the side stuff. So, and I rushed
through. I usually finish games. I couldn't bring myself to keep on with it. Like as much as I liked it initially, I found it very boring.
I enjoyed it enough, obviously, to play through it. So,
yeah.
But I think that playing through that game has like made me maybe not want to play Watch Dogs 2 for a little bit. So I'm going to wait on that, because jumping into another open world game immediately is a little rough. So I'm going to play Doom.
Yeah.
You still not finished it?
Attaboy.
I hadn't started it.
Oh, my God.
I've been here since July. So.
I think Titanfall 2 is a good campaign.
They're
both really good, I think.
I don't know if I'm going to like it as much as you. My initial reaction is, and maybe once I start getting more weapons, like, I think the shotgun's really good, but that pistol they give you is really.
That's why they give you the shotgun immediately. Like,
yeah, it seems really loose, like with the aiming on it. So I'm hoping that like once I can get something that's not a shotgun, which is nice to shoot with, but. Like an assault rifle or something, that I'll feel a little bit better about the shooting on it. It's an interesting game though, because it feels like you're on speed.
Oh yeah, that's the best part about it. That you were just
how it should be,
fucking skyrocketing levels.
Like, why am I flying around here? And there's definitely an old school design sensibility to it, like. I'm very early in, but I met up with a door where I had to go find a blue key card to advance. Like, great. Yeah. It's one of those. So I'm hoping the game looks fantastic. So.
It does some fun stuff with that, though.
Okay.
You get some really cool big-ass arenas to fight.
Yeah.
Monsters and
like
shit.
There are a lot of sections
you go crazy.
Where you go and you press something that will then activate a fuck ton of enemies, but those are like the big pieces, because then you have, you know, it's like, okay, eight right. different enemy types, all of who need to be dealt with in different ways, and you have eight different guns to do it with, so, you know, have at it.
So, alright, well, since you guys both had said that, you know, it's very good, and we're coming up on Game of the Year, I thought I'd give it a go. Just
yeah, buddy.
Be prepared.
It's in the mix.
So, what else have you guys been playing?
Nothing. Pokemon's coming out tonight.
Pokemon comes out, yeah, very soon.
But I don't have an SD card that's big enough to fit the game. I'm going to talk to my dad tomorrow morning and see if I can get one. Because I was going to digitally download it.
Ah.
Because Amazon was like, we'll get it to you on Tuesday. And I was like, fuck you.
I think I'm going to go to Best Buy and get it for $32.
See that? Like, Amazon, I was saving like $4 to get it to pre-order. And I was like, I'll just pay the extra money and get it on time. But yeah,
I have to charge my 3DS. I haven't played it in a couple weeks. So.
I hadn't played it in 6 months, maybe, and I had to make sure it was updated.
Make sure that the battery still works.
Probably a few updates in there too, huh?
Oh yeah, it's a good point. I should probably turn that on tonight just to make sure nothing is updated in the last 2 weeks or so.
Oh, I'm sure to prep for Pokemon. There's something.
Jeff, anything else?
I've just been playing a bunch more Skyrim, and not much to say about that except I finished the Magic College, and that was so great. Now I have like sweet magic armor, and I mean the only real thing I would want to add about the game, obviously, is an old game, but my God, they have not fixed it. Like, I know I said this last week that it crashes, but, like, I've gotten into, like, places where, like, I'm in the middle of a cave, and every time I load the game, it crashes within 1 minute, and then somehow I had to, like, figure out a way out of that. I don't even remember. Like, I loaded an old save or whatever. Wow. Yeah. Ridiculous. Like, it crashes a ton.
Yeah, that's why with Bethesda open world games, I always make at least 2 save files.
Taking your life in your hands.
Oh, you have to. Before you go into the cave, I'm in the cave.
Yeah, I juggle like probably 5 or 6 at a time. So
yeah, I mean that's probably smarter than this too. So
yeah, so that's a shame that like on this special edition that's 5 years later, like they did touch up the game a bunch and like you get all those contents and all that.
And
but,
it looks so beautiful.
Yeah, it looks great. But like, yeah, come on, dude.
Still
you couldn't stop it from crashing. Like constantly.
They don't give a shit, man. You paid money for it already. What do they care?
I have not had a single crash so far, by the way.
You will. Trust me, you will.
Oh. Well, I'm definitely thinking about getting that over the next week. So.
Listen to Jeff.
It's great. Oh, no, I know. It's great. It's a great game. It's great therapy right now.
Tony, you've been playing any, more Civ? Or?
I have not played any more Civ, although they patched it today.
So yeah, that's actually in news.
If that actually improved it any. Although, I was reading the patch log, and it doesn't seem like they fixed anything that I was actually complaining about. So.
Fozzie's here.
What the fuck?
Doggy.
Who's Fuzzy?
Obama, 2020.
What's up, sure. Fozzy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Have you been playing anything?
God, am I a gamer now? Let's see. Mass Effect 1.
Classic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mako is still garbage. I don't know what people fucking...
Yeah, buddy.
It's...
I've been beating that drum for years now.
There's crazy people out there that think it's better than the Mass Effect 2 and 3 vehicle, which is incorrect.
I love the Mako.
It is the worst. There's just... Oh, my God. Getting in that thing in is just terrible. People are fucking crazy. I bought Titanfall 2. I haven't played it yet. I played about 10 minutes of Mafia 3. I've played a couple hours of Battlefield 1.
What do you think about that?
Battlefield 1 I love. It's great. The graphics are really cool. And I love how destructible everything is. I've always enjoyed that with Battlefield. So... But unfortunately, I just played the child version, so I've only been able to play so much. But yeah, that and just more Hitman. I beat the episode 6.
So you finished the whole
season. Yeah, I finished the whole campaign. So good, so goddamn good. It's still my game of the year. I still have a couple other games. Titanfall 2 might take over that.
Titanfall 2 is very good.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Final Fantasy 15 in
buddy.
12 days.
Did you guys see the Conan Final Fantasy 15 clues?
I heard about it, but no. I tend not to watch
Conan. It was so real. I was like, he was just complaining for like 10 minutes about how there's nothing to do in the game. I mean, he's not wrong. It's a walking simulator nowadays, but. I don't know. I'm still super excited. It looks gorgeous. I enjoyed the action RPG, how they switched to that, but yeah.
I'm interested to see what happens with it, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pete, why don't you run us through some news and then Jeff can get us a game show.
Alright, so yeah, we had Civ patch notes. I was just going to mention that. I don't know what the big stuff is or what any of the interesting stuff is. It's a fuck ton of stuff. Like,
it's like any strategy game patch notes.
Yeah, I mean, it's at least a good 25 individual items long. So.
Wall of words.
Yeah.
Some YouTuber hilariously created his own like 3D printed version of the Switch and showed it off on YouTube. That was a fun.
Good for him.
That was a fun time.
For who?
I don't know. It was just some guy. Nobody like famous or anything. Just somebody who wanted to create a viral video.
Who thought that was fun?
Oh, I don't know. Kotaku ran a story on it, and I was like, I think that's.
Of course, Kotaku thought it was fun. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And now we know.
Persona 5 is delayed until April.
Did hear about that.
So, and yeah, I guess it's to because they want to add, they're adding dual audio, and they are also adding additional voice lines. So I guess things that normally would have just been text are now getting voice lines.
Right, and it's gonna have the Japanese audio on the English version, right?
Yes.
That one here. Yeah.
Let's see. Super Mario Run will cost $10.
Ooh!
Wow.
Which is a fuck ton of money
for a runner. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an endless runner, right? I assume it's just like your basic ass like Mario levels. But $10 for a mobile game? Like, do you remember when everybody was freaking out over Final Fantasy games being $15?
Yeah, ten. I mean, it depends on. I don't know. I'll wait for some people to buy it. So
yeah,
how much do you think it would be? Like $5?
I think $5 is the maximum you could charge for something like that. But this is Nintendo, so everyone will immediately say it's okay.
Five. I would have been in immediately.
Yeah, you're paying a premium because it's a premium brand. So
premium brand.
Not a premium brand by my standards, but to all the other.
Right.
You know, I mean, we'll
like,
see.
Basically,
I mean,
because they can charge it, they will.
Exactly. Yeah. They know what they can get away with.
Watch Dogs 2 multiplayer is broken. Is not live at launch. I guess they have some sort of like Dark Souls-like multiplayer where you can just sort of phase into other players' games and like mess with their shit and stuff.
Yeah, you could do that in the first one too, where you could kind of go in and... they had like the player in the game that you invaded has to be able to identify you and kind of like get you out of their game.
Yeah. So I guess it's been causing a lot of frame rate issues and crashes and stuff. So they removed it from review copies.
It's honestly not a great feature. So
yeah. Speaking of Watch Dogs 2, they like teased a unannounced Ubisoft property within the game that turned out to be a real thing. A lot of people thought maybe it was something that they just made for the game. Because Ubisoft's offices are in the game, and there's a side mission where you go in and like steal a trailer for an unannounced game from their office and sell it online. And the trailer for that game is for a game that's codenamed Pioneer. But it's now in development trouble.
Oh.
So they were like, yeah, when we put this Easter egg in the game, we expected things to be smooth sailing, and now it's not, so it's awkward.
Yeah. A lot of things about what I'm hearing about Watch Dogs 2, though, are awkward, so.
Yeah, but I've heard nothing but, like, good things about the
I heard good things about it.
Like, yeah, like, it seems like it's fun, it just seems strange, like. Like there's not really a point to it. At least that was kind of the impression I got listening to the Giant Bomb guys this week. Like,
yeah, I think if you want, like, I don't know, what sold me on it was I was listening to Waypoint's podcast, and I think it was Mondays or Fridays, last Fridays, one of the two, and they were talking about it, and Austin's talk about it got me inspired. I just hope that, I mean, he's only played through the first like act of the game, and if it continues right through that, then I might actually play it. I'm not gonna talk about that. Speaking of Nintendo, they're putting together a escape room based on The Legend of Zelda.
Huh.
I don't know why. Like, I can't think of anything less aesthetically consistent for escape rooms than Zelda. Unless you're making it out of, like, a temple.
I guess you could do that, like, puzzles and stuff in one of the temples, so.
Yeah. The experience will let guests interact with classic items and characters seen in the series. Discover items that can be used to solve puzzles and move forward to other areas, just like in Legend of Zelda games. Okay, so, yeah. It's touring, so it'll hit the... It'll be in San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle, Phoenix, Houston, Chicago, and New York.
Ah, there you go, Jeff. You can try it out.
It's still too far.
You don't go to Chicago anymore? It's forbidden.
I'm like an hour away.
I mean, I don't know if this is necessarily news so much as it is just that, like, hey, PC games apparently are still hard to make. Dishonored 2's PC version is about as almost as fucked as Arkham City's version was. Or Arkham Knight, I'm sorry. That it's just virtually unplayable on PC right now.
Oh, glad I did not buy the PC version.
Same here. Yeah, console versions appear to be unaffected, especially if you're playing PlayStation 4. But yeah, if you're playing the PC version, there's something to do with the VSync and their anti-aliasing technology that causes it to run from like high 40s right down to street like 15. So there's supposed to be a performance patch in beta that they're testing, but you know, let me just say that I'm not entirely surprised that all the review copies were PlayStation 4 copies.
Oh,
all the reviews you're seeing from journalists. I mean, who got their copy a day before release? Like they were, like they said they were going to, but they're all reviewed on PlayStation 4s. So
that's, I mean, not super surprising. Like they generally send out the lead platform on that, and probably was the PS4. So
sure, but nowadays most people highlight the PC version because it's the one that'll look the best and one would assume run without the with the least
difference,
right? But I found this really funny. That like the 10 Battleborn fans that still play the game attempted to create a fan led event to drum up more players to play the game. They created like a Battleborn day where like everybody would get on to play and stuff, and that, I mean, that's all it was. They're, and I guess Gearbox had a couple of in-game bonuses, but it moved the concurrent 400 average to 700 average and then dropped right back down to 400 by the end of the day.
I have zero interest in ever playing that game.
Yep. And the funny thing is that like if you go into the comments or you go on Reddit, everyone still thinks the game is free to play. It's like, no. No, you still got to pay $60 for that game. All right, last two. If anybody still plays Battlefront, they're doing Rogue One DLC. Comes out on December 6th.
They are, and if you... So there's a version that actually comes out the 18th that's cheaper than the... It's probably more expensive than Battlefront right now, but if you buy it, it's $40. It actually comes with all the DLC, so it comes with their season pass on it, so it's like the Ultimate Edition or something they're re-releasing. But
okay, yeah, well, because like I never made any sense why they refused to do DLC for Force Awakens and that they had to keep it in the original trilogy, but I guess because Rogue One is set just before that, it's allowed.
Yeah, because they have heroes, but the heroes are all original trilogy heroes and villains, so yeah.
And this one, it says, will feature 4 new maps and comes with Jyn Erso and Orson Krennic as heroes. And one of the additional maps is Scarif, which is like the tropical planet you've been seeing in all the trailers.
Right.
And stuff. And the VR mission also comes out that day.
Okay.
Battlefront Rogue One VR mission, which is free.
Yeah, if, as long as you have Battlefront, right?
I don't know. It just says the VR mission is free.
I'd heard if you had Battlefront, you would get it. Otherwise, they were going to release it for pay later on.
Oh, okay. And do you guys remember, I don't know if anybody watches the Game Awards seriously, or just to check out when they announce games that
are coming out.
But they're coming out, I think, December 1st. But last year, because he was in his whole kerfuffle with Konami, Kojima wasn't allowed
to
them and like accept his award, but now that he's free, Jeff Keighley's having him up on there again to have some like industry icon award or something like that. Which, okay. I just think is funny. Like, it's not necessarily news, but it's like he made a point on Twitter to be like, it was fucked that Konami didn't let him up here last year, so we're having him up this year.
I understand why Konami wouldn't allow him to go last year. It's shitty, but you don't know what that man's going to say, and he was still under contract.
Sure.
But he was not going to be under contract very soon.
Can we get another Death Stranding trailer that just shows nothing and tells us the game is coming out in 2020?
Maybe.
That's all our news.
That's
all the things.
There was one rumor that I caught.
The price thing?
Well, there's that, but there's also the rumor that Zelda will not be a launch title.
Fuck, you're right. And if it's not, like, I don't know what Nintendo's giving at
this point. Get him!
Unfortunately, Jeff, it was all those
tweets
you sent them.
Yeah. You wanted 2017,
they're getting their revenge.
I'm going to have to update the picture to say 2017.
Like, I don't know how you market that game on everything that it has, like, Switch imagery, and then just be like, yeah, it's not coming out with the system.
Yeah, I mean, that was from pretty, like, people that have been pretty spot on with some of this Switch stuff. That might not be making it. Still sounds like they might have a pretty strong lineup. Just, it's really funny that, like, the game that was pretty prominently featured in their Switch reveal trailer, and speculation is it probably doesn't come out until fall next year. So,
fuck, man, that's not even launch window at that point. That's a launch year.
No,
that's a Nintendo launch window.
Right, they did do a 6-month launch window, so if they can get it out in like August or September, that they would still be like, well, it's launch. And what the pricing did I hear 300?
250 and 300.
250 and 300, yeah.
That is like nice.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, one has just larger storage, and that's the only difference. And it can hold up to 128 gig SD cards.
Okay. That'll be quite helpful. So, we will learn more about the Switch in the coming months. But
everything's fucked, man.
Yeah. No Zelda. Possibly. I mean,
maybe Mario then?
Yeah, well, that did seem to be what the rumor was, that 3D Mario would be there.
And if it is, then maybe you've kind of gotten people to forgive you, but...
An updated version of... I don't know if it's the Wii U port or if it's just a brand new Mario Kart game as well. In fact, the rumor is that might be the pack-in.
Oh, Mario Party?
I heard Splatoon.
Mario Party. Splatoon could... That would actually be probably pretty smart, too.
Yeah, I heard Splatoon as well. And especially if they're adding all that new content. But doing a pack-in, I think, like, I feel like they need to.
Yeah, because, everything they can.
Yeah. I mean, you need to give people a reason to bring it home day one, so. But we'll learn more, I guess. It's supposed to be out in like 4 months, so.
I mean, I was never like my purchase certainly never was contingent on Zelda of all games, but it was just like, Christ, man, get your shit together. Also, what's so, like, they've delayed this game like 4 times now. Like, we're reaching Persona 5 levels of delay.
Well, I think they're not making a normal Zelda game, and they might not really know how to make an open world game.
Yeah,
maybe that's the problem. Like, they're used to making linear story-driven, not story-driven, but, you know, there's a story to Zelda. But a linear progression to that game. And now you're kind of like making Skyrim.
But on a much lesser complicated level.
Right, but if your team has never done something like that, that might be where they're running into problems.
I guess so. Jesus.
I mean, just look at, like, Bethesda has problems doing the same shit that they do each time, so.
Right.
Anyway, enough nonsense about something that we have really no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, to be honest, they never, like, said it was going to be launched and are now delaying it out of launch.
Right.
We just sort of made that assumption ourselves. So, I guess it's not necessarily anybody's fault but our own to have that expectation.
Before we allow Jeff to go into the game show, I would just like to note. I just want to note that one of our nominations last year for most disappointing was every game Don likes.
That was for me.
That's amazing.
That's okay. You got his revenge this year.
Yeah, this year it can be everything.
Every game.
I mean, my assumption is that on something like that, No Man's Sky just straight up wins, right?
Possibly. I have other ones.
Maybe that's biggest disaster, most broken game. What do we count that as?
Worst marketing.
Your worst marketing. That's going to be an interesting category to come up with a winner, because there are some disappointing games.
Yeah, I feel like we may need multiple categories to cover the vast spectrum in which ways games were disappointing, either seriously broken or didn't live up to expectations.
All right, Jeff, hit us with your game show.
Oh yeah. Welcome to Game Show, Episode X, because I don't remember how many we've done. All right.
Four?
You guys, well, all right, but here's what's going to happen, guys. We're going to do it my way.
Okay.
I don't remember the rules. And I don't have a good workaround for a lot of this stuff yet, because I'm working from my phone here. So, all right. Hold up, guys.
Jeff does the
We're about to enter round one.
Wait, and, we need to go back to your name.
Do we answer it just when we know the answer, or how we do this?
Hold on, I got you.
We need to go back to Jeff's host name, which is Pat Jackoff.
Absolutely.
Just like you're ruining this for me.
No, it's fine.
He's good. He's good.
All right, y'all ready? Y'all in your seats?
I mean, I'm in a seat.
You got your buzzers ready?
I think that was Fozzie's question. Like, what are we doing?
How do
you don't need a buzzer? You don't need a buzzer.
We just yell it out.
This is the low tech solution we have here. All right, so round one is trivia. All right, it's 1 point each. You get to answer your question. Once everyone has answered, I'll tell you the answer. But you know, you're going to hear other people's answers. So it's not a buzz-in thing. It's just if you get it right, you get a point. Chris, you're the scorekeeper as well as a contestant, because
Jeff is too drunk to keep the score.
Exactly. Yes. That's
fine.
Learn the words.
All right. So everyone gets the answer here. I mean, try not to steal. I got
how many rounds?
Yeah, we're going to play by the honors.
How many? Three?
Three rounds, yeah. So everyone gets to answer, and yeah, don't steal or steal. Who gives a shit? Let's get this started, guys. Round one trivia. Question one. The first licensed video game is a 1976 arcade racer titled Fonz, based on which property? Extra point if you can guess the publisher.
It's what was the title?
Fonz.
Fonz?
Like the Fonz.
Fonz.
Like the Fonz.
Spell that?
F-O-N-Z.
Okay.
Oh, God. Really?
And wait, what were we supposed to do? We're supposed to guess what?
Guess what the game is. Or I guess which property it's based off of. And then if you want to, you could guess the publisher. That's a second point.
Dear Lord.
All right.
Don't all answer at once. Right,
wait. So
what
are we doing here?
So what? I have no idea.
Wait, ask the question again, Jeff.
All right. The first licensed video game is a 1976 arcade racer titled Fonz, based on which property?
I want to say James Bond.
Okay. Fozzie's down
Happy
for James
days,
Bond.
Happy days, baby. Happy days.
All right. I got two down for happy days.
I don't even know.
It's too late for
the old feel like happy days.
I feel like happy days is too easy and too obvious.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to say Demolition Man, but Demolition Man didn't exist then.
Nope.
Just remember, you guys always complain how this is too hard, so maybe I'm trying to make it easier.
Easier? Oh. Well, goddammit.
All right, well, we've all answered. None of us know the publisher.
Well, you take a stab at it.
I mean, I could take a stab at it, but...
I'll say Activision.
Okay, Chris says...
Atari?
That's two Activisions, one Atari. Tony, you want
Midway.
To throw out a
guess? Midway. Okay.
Midway's a good one.
All right, so who guessed Happy Days?
Tony and Chris.
All right, give yourselves each a point.
Goddamn, it really was as easy as it sounded. All right.
Yes, it was. And nobody got the publisher. It was Sega.
Ah.
Oh,
1976,
they didn't
know
guys.
Sega wasn't around, though.
Yeah, it was like a basically just a repurposed version of like their motocross game or whatever they had in the arcades.
It's like some wonky Sega Excite Bike type thing.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
All right, guys, question number two. Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto once said, "Get accustomed to this controller because 10 years from now, this controller will be the standard." Which controller was he referring to?
That's got to be like the Nintendo 64.
I was gonna say N64.
Okay.
Although GameCube sounds like something too.
I'm gonna go with the Wii.
Oh.
Okay.
Fair. That's it.
Two N64s, a GameCube, and a Wii.
Give yourself a point, Chris. It's GameCube.
No, damn it. Wait, did Tony say GameCube?
No.
Oh.
Chris is on it.
Good lord. That would have been hilarious if he said that about the Wii. All right, I feel like this is a really easy and kind of dumb one, but whatever. Some early modern games like Metroid Prime or Resident Evil used this object to disguise loading times.
This object?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a door?
Pierce's door.
What were the games you gave
Metroid
us?
Metroid Prime and
Resident Evil. I would say door as well.
Yes, door. Well, at least for Resident Evil. I'm not sure about Metroid.
And that's literally all I'm basing it on as well.
It's a gate. Yeah, like you would get to the end of the screen.
Okay. Tony?
Tony?
I would not have said door, and I don't actually know, so.
Okay. Everyone give themselves a point, except for Tony.
I'm going to be honest.
0 points. You
get nothing.
I should
get an extra point for being honest, though.
Maybe at the end.
All right.
All right. Moving along. Where are we at here? Number
four.
All right.
Still round one, right?
Yes.
True. How many questions are in each round?
Oh, don't you worry about it. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be tremendous. Don't worry. I have a plan. Just trust me.
It's going to be Bigly.
Fine. Yeah. Bigly. All right. True or false? Custer's Revenge from 1982 is the first video game to feature sexually explicit content.
First?
True.
The first.
True.
What's the year?
1982.
True. Sounds stupid.
Before
but...
then, there was like fucking like 2 pixels.
Like.
Yeah, what? I mean, I guess. Yeah, true. I mean, fuck it, I don't know.
Okay. Tony?
True.
God damn it.
Everybody, give yourself 0 points.
Yeah. Well, felt too easy.
It was the text-based adventure called Soft Porn Adventure, 1981.
Fair.
Soft Porn Adventure. You were really good at naming this shit. All
right. Chris, I hope you're keeping up with the points because I have no idea.
I have.
All right.
Chris is way by two.
All right, guys. We're on to question number five. Which chain restaurant used to give out demo discs for the original PlayStation, making Tony Hawk's Pro Skater popular before it even debuted?
Okay, I feel like we're giving a real generous name to Pizza Hut here. It's a restaurant, but it's Pizza Hut.
It was Pizza Hut. I want to go Pizza Hut.
I remember getting a demo disc.
I never got one, but I only know that because there are a fuck ton of Crash Bandicoot commercials involving Pizza Hut.
I remember getting a basketball from Pizza Hut back in the day.
They gave away some wonky crap.
Anyways, Tony?
Pizza Hut.
All right, everyone give themselves a point. This is funny. Some of the ones I thought would be easier were not, and vice versa. Anyways, all right. Number six. This should be a gimme. Which film actor voiced Tommy Vercetti in Grand Theft Auto Vice City?
Oh,
I have no idea.
It's fuck yeah, it's Ray
Liotta.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say.
So Fozzie, Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Yes. Ray Liotta.
Chris Ray Liotta.
I don't actually know that's true, but that's what I'm thinking here.
Yeah.
See, I thought that – I think this is an easy one, but I guess not. I don't know. All right. Well, we got two more out there.
Is that the correct answer?
I'm waiting for your
answer. I would not know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So no answers from those two. And Fozzie and Chris, give yourself a point.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, if you had told me that he was the voice of the dude in Grand Theft Auto, I would have believed him. But
I thought that was so, like, I don't know. I just felt like it was like...
I also never played Vice City, so...
Ah, well...
Chris is cheating. He's stealing all my answers.
You were like Ray.
That's it. You knew.
Ray?
Exactly. There's only one gangster named Ray out there. Collusion.
All right.
Ray Collusion?
Yeah. That's it. Reclusion. All right, keep going.
All right, question number seven. As a result of a deal between FBI Director William Sessions and the American Amusement Machine Association, this slogan often appeared before early 90s arcade games. Now, before you answer, there is an extra point, and that is if you can name the slogan that followed that several years later.
Okay, I know. I don't understand. You want like the term or whatnot?
I want the slogan that would appear before 90s arcade games. Like late 80s, early 90s arcade games that the FBI director wanted there.
Fuck. I remember seeing it. Okay. I know the bonus. The bonus is don't just say no to drugs. It was the fucking Nancy Bush's slogan. That's what I would say. As far as the FBI,
okay.
Who is Nancy Bush? Are you just making people up now?
Nancy Bush. It was President Bush's wife.
No.
I think you're thinking of Nancy Reagan.
I'm gonna damn it, you're right. Barbara Bush. Barbara Bush.
Again, I wasn't alive for this, so I have no idea.
All right, yeah.
You've never seen that, Pete? You've never seen the blue FBI label before, like an arcade game?
Unless you're talking about the copyright.
Yeah.
No. All right. So I would imagine, like, Fozzie, you remember what I'm talking about, right? It would be like an FBI
symbol. I just don't remember what the slogan was. I know the second slogan was just say no to drugs or something like that. Like, say no to drugs, something. It's something about drugs, goddamn it.
Chris, do you have any thoughts on this?
I do not know.
Really?
I don't remember.
I vividly remember this being in front of a lot of games, and then there was one that followed a couple years later.
There's a difference between like vividly remembering and like knowing off the top of my head. Like I remember too.
Like arcade games or like actual video games?
Yes. No, arcade. It was specifically arcade games.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. Tony?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Give him my extra point.
All right, so we have... All right, so we just have Fozzie with the extra point. Yes, right?
Okay.
Is that it? All right.
Yeah,
all right, so the correct answer is winners don't use drugs.
God damn it.
And that is the actual answer. So, Fozzie, you're getting 0 points, just so you know.
What? But,
that's 0 points. You didn't get the slogan, and you guessed that it was
God.
The following.
Give me half a point. This is bullshit.
Fozzie's sitting at zero with everyone else. The slogan that followed a couple years later that would be in front of some arcade games, I don't remember it. It was, recycle it, don't trash it.
Oh, I don't know.
What the fuck?
Okay.
All right, and our final question of round one. This is a Halloween-themed one because I think I wrote this around Halloween, this whole game show.
Sounds about right.
Of the three big 80s slashers, Jason, Michael, and Freddy, which one never got a video game adaptation in the 1980s? Freddy.
Michael Myers.
Okay, Chris is going with Michael Myers.
Don't ever remember the Nightmare on Elm Street game, so I gotta think it's Freddy.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with Chris.
Jason, Michael, or Freddy, Fozzie, which one never got a game in the 80s?
I want to say Michael as well.
Okay.
Fuck.
It's a trick question. They all got one.
Really?
There was a Halloween.
We don't know anything about trick questions.
You got 0 points then. Sorry, but no. There was a Nightmare on Elm Street one that was like, I remember it. It was
an LJN game.
It was an LJN game. I think the Angry Video Game Nerd did an episode on it.
And Friday the 13th is historically and
that one I knew for sure.
Game.
It's hard to forget that one.
But there was in the 1980s a Halloween video game. It came out on the original Atari, 2600, I want to say.
Huh.
And it was like 1980 or 81, and it was terrible. Like just looking at it, you'd be like, "Oh my god!" But yeah, it exists. It did happen. I think it's kind of hard to find, but yeah, there was a Halloween video game. Unfortunately, that's the last that we saw of any of those properties was when they
had their,
yeah.
Oh wow! I just looked it up, and the pixel art is awesome.
Yeah. It does play the theme for Halloween though. While you're playing it, I think it's like like really bad though.
That's fantastic. You gotta look that game up. See if I can get a hold of it.
All right, so Chris, I hope you're keeping tally all there.
I am. Fozzie has 3. Pete and Tony have 2. Ooh. I have 5.
All right, we're heading to round 2, guys. And in round 2,
whoa,
each answer is 2 points.
What? Okay.
Yes, and in round 2,
it's double jump.
Round 2, as you guys will famously remember, is Metacritic Masters.
I mean, the famous category.
God damn it.
Quote from Metacritic, and you have to tell me which game I'm talking about.
Do we get any other hints, like year of release?
No.
The theme is the year of Trump.
Oh, okay.
The year of Trump? All
right, guys. Yes.
Oh, it's like the year of Luigi, except even worse than that.
The games that came out this year.
My favorite.
Yes.
You guys ever see the thing where they were like, it's the year of Luigi, and then it's Toad butting in, and it's like, no, man. It's now the year of Toad, because they like discounted all of his, like, the treasurer, captain, and stuff.
Hit us up with the Metacritics.
All right, guys. All right, for the first quote here is coming up, right?
All right, now you're going to tell us if it's a user or a critic?
I will tell you with
it. Are they all users?
I will tell you once I reveal what the game is, but you'll be able to tell probably.
Okay.
Just by the quote. All right, here's the first quote. Only has 2 game modes, no co-op, no campaign, no meaningful progression, a handful of maps. Yet all of this is overlooked. No other title has gotten away with such blatant exclusions.
Okay, so that's a user review for sure.
I know what it is. I got it. I'm all over it.
Read it again.
Only it has 2 game modes, no co-op, no campaign, no meaningful progression, a handful of maps, yet all of this is overlooked. No other title has gotten away with such blatant exclusions.
It's Overwatch.
Yes.
Yeah.
It only has 2 game modes.
I mean, back then, I guess, yeah, it only would have, right?
Yeah,
I don't know if it was on that, so I'm just going to exclude myself.
All right, Fozzie, you're missing out on 2 points, buddy, because it's Overwatch, and that's from user Captain Kane.
Captain, fuck, man,
that doesn't make it a bad game.
No, it doesn't. Most Nintendo games have less content.
Yes.
I'm not going to argue about it. I thought it was a fun game. I thought that was a fun quote. And I guess it was a little easy to guess.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun game as well. I also think that I stopped playing it for the reasons just listed in that review.
It is lacking some things.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, you should play the new Brawl and Arcade mode then.
I have absolutely no... I've already sent it back.
I sold it.
Overwatch. Yeah, it's...
All right, then.
It missed out. Like, I gave it several months, and I got bored, and...
It's good, though.
Which, I mean, any game that gets several months...
Yeah, good for it. Gold star for Overwatch, but I've moved on.
Yeah. All right, next up.
All right, guys. Next quote number two. Here we go. A healthy challenge is good for any game, but the puzzles on display here offer few inroads to understanding for those who can't think exactly like their creator.
Oh, God.
The Witness.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that game came out this year.
Yeah.
Well, four for The Witness?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Jeff?
All right. It's The Witness. And that is from an actual publication called US Gamer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a reputable site.
But they did not like The Witness, which is very disreputable.
I wonder if that'll be in the Xbox sale. I might buy that.
Yeah.
On sale.
You should definitely.
I wonder if they ever fixed the frame rate issue that made everybody sick. And by everybody, I mean me.
It made every Peter Freeman sick. It was awful.
I highly recommend everyone play that before we get to the end of the year. It's a good game.
I've seen enough of it.
Yeah, I don't really. I have other stuff to play that I, you know, actually want to play.
Yeah. With 2 weeks, a month before we do this, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little rough to it. I will try.
You get to Doom, I'm sorry.
Hey, you need to get to Doom before you get to Witness, let me tell you.
I am playing Doom right now.
There's a much larger discussion to be had around
that. I downloaded the single player level for it, so there's a demo or something. I downloaded that.
What's the next one, Jeff?
All right, guys. We have the final Metacritic Masters question coming. /quote. No story. No idea what is going on throughout the game other than mind control. Both endings are stupid. Game is crazy short. Then the ending starts to get exciting.
Oh, Inside.
The pace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
I already know the answer. It's Inside.
It's too late. These are too easy except for Overwatch. That one was a trick question.
Well, go ahead. Finish reading it because I didn't hear it.
So. All right. Game is crazy short. Then the ending starts to get exciting, picking up the pace. Then all of a sudden, it feels like getting blue balls. Credits roll, then an overwhelming feeling of being kicked in the nuts.
Was this my review for a game? Because goddamn, I can tell you.
We should let Fozzy review games like that.
We felt like getting kicked in the nuts.
More or less, that was
like just like a paragraph though. That's all Fozzy would have to write.
That would probably be my most disappointing game right there. Sorry, not sorry.
I don't have an answer for it, so
yeah, I don't either.
It's Inside.
We got Inside from Fozzy.
Play that garbage game.
Inside from Pete too.
Okay, they are correct, and that is from Metacritic user Beast Mode 2449.
I didn't even play Inside.
Well, at least you were paying attention to the zeitgeist close enough to know.
All right, so that was the last one in round two?
Yeah.
It's round three where we get some music, or is that a bit possible?
Oh, yeah, we got music coming, guys.
Okay, well,
grab yourselves a drink.
The updated numbers here. Tony with 6, Fozzy with 7, Pete with 8, and I have 9.
Well,
I'm coming for you, guys. Chris.
We'll see how this goes, because I'm using my phone right now, and I've just opened my laptop, and I'm going to play the music from my laptop. It works.
Why aren't you using your laptop for the podcast?
Because it overheats.
Ugh.
And also because my cat ate my
headset.
Yeah.
That'll
do it. I'm using my earbuds.
Fucking cats, man.
They fucking suck.
The more I hear about them, the more I feel like I'm never, ever going to get one.
You shouldn't.
But they're also great.
Are they?
Yeah, I believe so. They're so cute.
No, agree with me. They're evil. My cat is evil.
Do you only keep it around because your wife loves it, or
yes, the cat predated me, so.
Oh, I see. Okay,
I think yes, it's
the cat has tenure.
I have one evil one, and I have one angel. Like the other cat, he's so good. He like doesn't do anything bad. You can leave the door wide open; he won't run out. He'll just stand there and look. Like he's the best. The other one is the fucking devil. All right. Anyways, guys, moving along here, guys. Well, hopefully this works. I'm just gonna start the first song. Hopefully there's not an ad before it. There probably will be.
Oh God. Fucking
this is awesome.
Wait, now tell me now, can you hear
the highest of production values?
It's in that Bioshock Infinite.
Oh yeah. It's oh my God.
You have to just name the game in this section.
Oh. Well, The Circle Going Broken is the name of the song. Okay. I needed to do that for myself, then for you.
And Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Did I mention the rules for this round, guys?
No.
You can wager all of your points or none of your points.
What?
Every answer.
Oh, I'm wagering none of my points.
All right, well, I'm going to wager 9 because I know it's Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, I'll wager all 8 as well because why the fuck not, yeah.
That's correct. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
God damn it. I was only going to wager 2. I wasn't very confident in that. But
you're sorry about what, Jeff?
Nothing. I
cut Fozzie off before he could answer.
Because he's a dumb.
Oh, so I don't know how we want to score that there.
Fozzie wagered 2.
Yeah.
Fozzie wagered 2, and you're going to give it to him. And you guys doubled up.
Yeah, yeah. So he gained 4 points. And
woohoo! And then you guys gained a fuck ton.
Chris with a commanding lead, but anything could happen because he could blow it all right here.
He's up by 2 against...
Only up by 2.
It's commanding.
Alright, keep going.
Commanding 2.
Alright, so this is something Nintendo.
Yeah.
Is this Splatoon? Yep.
Hey, and if you guys need a second, you want to hear the music, keep going so you feel like you're ready. If I were you, I would wait.
I can't.
No,
I can't hear it now.
Yeah, get it.
This is Splatoon, right?
I'm not wagering anything.
I'll wager 0 and also say Splatoon.
Fozzie or Tony?
I'll wager 2, no, and I think it's Hatsune Miku.
Oh, yeah, the vocaloid. Yeah, that makes sense.
What is that?
But is that the name of the game?
I don't know. It's Hatsune Miku.
You have to guess a game there, Fozzie. I wouldn't waste 2 on nothing there, buddy.
I'm guessing 2. It's Hatsune Miku.
Is that a game?
Yeah, I'm a... Hold on. Wait. There was a game, Hatsune Miku, that came out. Let's... Give me 2. Give me Hatsune Miku. All right.
Alright, fine.
I won't.
Very cheery.
That's great, right?
I just think
I don't know about that. Very cheery.
Alright, what is it?
Alright, did everyone get their.
Yeah.
No one.
Fozzie wagered 2, Pete wagered 0, Tony
no.
wagered 0.
And Fozzie rescinded his wager.
I rescinded my.
So everyone wagered 0.
Okay. All right, guys. All right. The song is called Lonely Rolling Star, and it's from Katamari Damacy.
Good call, Pete, not wagering anything on that.
Katamari Damacy, yeah, I had that thought, but it seemed too...
I've actually never played that game.
Me neither, yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Wow. Because I thought for sure someone would get that. Like, I thought it was kind of obscure, but not like... Yeah,
I mean, I was going based off of what I knew of you, Jeff, and I was like, well, it sounds cheery, so it's got to be Nintendo. So,
well, when it started, I was thinking, like, sounds like maybe like Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze or something. But then, like, the vocals kicked in, and I was like, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was trying to tell you, because you guys were trying to go right away. Oh, it's Nintendo, it's Nintendo. I'm like, hold on a second, because, like, once you hear the lyrics, you'd be like, no, Nintendo doesn't do lyrics and anything. They don't even do voice work.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know what this is. All right, Jeff, what's next?
This is your last chance for salvation.
Last one. All right.
All right, guys. Wait. Hold on. I don't think that is a good enough file. Let's check.
I don't even have the file.
Well, hopefully this will be loud enough.
Wow.
Hold on. Let it go for a while. Give it a good, like, 30, 45 seconds.
I wouldn't put all my money in, but okay. I have my answer. I don't want to say it because these.
Well, let them go first then. Yeah. Let them go first then.
Give me 1 second here.
I can't hear it.
It's like party.
That's all I keep hearing.
Yeah. That's all I hear too.
That's all you need to hear.
That's exactly.
I'm gonna bet two and say Samba de Amigo.
That's what I'm doing. God damn it.
Hmm.
But I'm betting all.
He's putting all the chips on the line. All right.
I want Samba.
I got nothing. So go for it, guys.
Hmm.
Oh, Tony.
No, I got nothing. No.
So everyone's in.
Yeah.
Fozzie, I'm sorry.
No.
Chris, I'm sorry.
What?
Okay.
It is not Samba de Amigo.
Oh, fuck.
Is it that stupid Donkey Kong thing?
Oh, Bongo Bangles?
No. Conga.
Yeah.
Is it the pinata game? Viva Pinata?
Oh yeah, that could be good too.
It's from PS2 era cult classic Beyond Good and Evil, and the song is called Spanish Bar.
Oh god damn it!
All right,
who would know that except for you, you fucking young
dude? Hardy.
No one knows that.
You picked like background music from a single stage in the game. What the fuck?
That's great. That's fantastic.
Wait, hold on. The true fans would know that. The true fans of Beyond Good and Evil would know that.
I can't even be a true fan because I've never played it.
I only played it when you told me to play it when it came out in HD.
Yeah.
Hardy. Oh, no. God.
Okay, well, Jeff singing this should now be the new opening music for the podcast.
Anyway, because Fozzie spent all of his credits,
hey-o.
He has zero now.
How many do you have, Chris?
Tony has 6, and Pete and I both have 16.
Oh, that sucks.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, there we go.
We tied for the win. Good job, Pete.
Is that allowed?
That's up to you, Jeff. You're the master.
Jeff, pick a really shitty music thing again. Do it.
Maybe from somebody.
I win for not being tied. Yes, me.
Yeah. There we go. Tony.
Yeah, for zero. Fuck yeah.
All right.
I could have sworn that was Samba. I could have sworn that was
it. That, right? It sounded like that.
It sounded like it. It didn't have the Sambas. But.
Did we want to touch on Game of the Year stuff? Or
No.
After the show's over.
We'll be talking about it over some time. Next week is our annual We Get Drunk Before Thanksgiving podcast. So
thank God. Is this one on a Wednesday then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll record next Wednesday. So
okay. I'll need to remember that.
On Thanksgiving. We'll maybe try and touch on some of the Black Friday deals if we know what they are, if we can find some, we might do some of that. I don't know.
Do I have game show duty then?
If you want to put a game show together, that would be great.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
You may end up hosting too. So
oh, fair enough.
I mean, I will be here, but
unable to complete your duties.
Right. This has happened in the past, so.
No, all right, no worries.
So we'll be back next week for a party. Jeff, say goodnight.
Party.